Candy corn is not a vegetable. I know, it doesn't seem fair. If it was, let me tell you, Dr. Oz would be very proud of me right now, because I've been managing to squeeze in at least 5 servings of candy corn per day, and that's before lunch. The thing is, I don't even like candy corn that much. I mean, what is it, really? I looked it up, and candy corn is made up of sugar, water, corn syrup, and marshmallow. So it's just packed with nutrients. Get this, a serving size is supposed to be 19 pieces. Seriously? We have a bottomless bowl of candy corn in our break room at work, and every time I go by it, I take a handful. Sure, after a while, I get kind of nauseous, but that doesn't seem to stop me. I hang tough because it's October. It's sort of my duty to eat candy corn. And I'm not the only one. Candy companies make about 35 million pounds of candy corn a year. Yikes! That gives me a sugar headache just thinking about it. Why do I eat candy corn if I don't really love it? Well, I suppose it reminds me of being a kid, of biting off and chewing one color at a time from each kernel, of being so excited about getting dressed up and going trick-or-treating. So there's that. Plus, they're fat-free, so that's good, right? Better than those tiny temptations, the mini candy bar. Honey, those are like crack cocaine. While I was tooling around on the internet, I come across an article called Halloween Health, the Best and Worst Trick-or-Treat Candy on the Live Science website. First off, they tell you not to eat candy, it's wicked bad for you, blah, blah, blah. But if you're going to do it, here are the top 5 picks. Number 1, Jolly Ranchers. These are hardly qualify as candy, folks. There's something free they have at the bank. They're no more than a palate cleanser. 2, Blow Pops. Maybe if it was a Tootsie Pop, I'd consider one. 3, Gobstoppers. I don't even know what that is. Pixie Sticks coming in at number 4. Haven't had one of those since I was a kid. God, I used to love them. And candy corn. Okay then, in the top 5. Wondering what the 5 worst picks are? Well, I am here to serve. Mr. Goodbar, love those. Nutrageous, another winner. Snickers bar, the perfect meal. Baby Ruth, a home run. And coming in at number 5, the Mound bar. Because sometimes you feel like a nut, sometimes you don't. All right then, my mouth is watering. Only a week to go. Okay, plus the clearance sales after. I might just have to break my candy corn habit and go over to the dark side. The good news is those mini candy bars are small, but they're packed with protein, right? That's it for now. Catch you on the flip side.